Today we will look at Al-Wajid, maybe translated as the resourceful one. See, the root word of Al-Wajid is Jiddah, and Jiddah means abundance or independence. It also means finding out something through the power of senses, or the reaching of a point or a goal, or the existence of something, or its mental realization. But in essence, if we're theoretically looking at Al-Wajid, it's one who has everything that he wants and desires, one who can effect his decree, who knows everything, who determines everything, who is capable of doing everything. Nothing is beyond his reach or might. In other words, in a nutshell, Allah finds and obtains whatever he wishes, whenever he wishes. The word find also is superfluous, because everything is in his presence at all times. See, we as human beings are always in need. There is always trouble for which one seeks relief. At times we feel need of other people like ourselves, maybe doctors, lawyers, judges. It's not possible to seek an audience with these people at any time of the day or night. You have to go through ceremony and difficulty to present one's case to them. Yet how often we submit ourselves to go through all that, while the Rabb of all these, the Al-Wajid, invites us into his presence 5 times a day at the appointed time of Salah, and we neglect to go to him to present our needs. It's not only 5 times a day, but wherever you are, whatever time of the day or night, he is there to satisfy our needs with all his love and compassion and wisdom and treasure. All we need to say is, Ya Allah, Ya Wajid. When we apply to ourselves psychoethically, it's that application to know that my first point of turning will be to him, because he is the resourceful. It is also being able to be resourceful within ourselves. Maybe a little anecdote at this stage might help to instill in us the concept of Al-Wajib. There was once a resourceful bird which inadvertently fell into a trap. And when the hunter came, the bird said to the hunter, Noble sir, you've eaten so many cattle and sheep, you've sacrificed so many camels, yet you've never been filled by them. Surely you're not going to get filled by eating my little joints. Why don't you let me give you 3 pieces of advice, so that you may decide for yourself if I'm wise or a fool? From these you will gain good fortune. What I have to say first of all is this. Don't believe an absurdity from anyone. Having given its first piece of advice, the bird broke free and he flew upon a wall. Don't grieve over what is past. That's the second advice, he tells the hunter. He continued elaborating on the second advice, saying, Once something is over and past beyond your power, just don't regret it. And then the bird said to the hunter, There's a pearl hidden in my body. It weighs 10 grams. You know something? The jewel was your fortune and your children's luck. Now you've missed it, since you weren't destined to possess it, yet the like of that pearl is not to be found. The hunter beat his head and was overcome with grief. The bird said, Didn't I just tell you not to grieve over yesterday's past? Since it's past and gone, what's the use of crying? Either you don't understand my advice or you're deaf. And the second piece of advice is that don't be misguided by absurd statements. I told you that first. I don't even weigh 3 grams myself, so how can 10 gram weight be inside me? The hunter returned to his senses and he says, Well, now tell me your third piece of advice. And the bird said, A fine use you've made of what I've told you already, that I should go ahead and just tell you something else now. So in essence, when it's Al-Wajid, it means being resourceful. Find the right ways to think. Don't waste your time, don't waste resources over things that don't matter or things that you have no control over. Socioethically, it will reflect on as someone who knows the place of everything and is able to find it. he is able to draw from the strength of Al-Wajid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who makes a habit of reciting this name as often as possible is given strength of heart, which helps him find what his wishes for. And not only find it, be able to keep it as well, inshallah ta'ala.